Now we get in the mood. Here we go. He puts on the green suit. Our leprechaun mate from Sportsbet, of course, gamble responsibly. He's always chipper. Top of the morning to you, David.
Happy Friday, Vossy. How are you keeping?
Yeah, just happy to get here. Just still be kicking come this Friday.
I'll tell you what, I'm an avid Arsenal supporter, so I believe the goalkeeper shouldn't have went down on the ground. I'm watching the match here with my cup of tea, and I'm happy that Arsenal are winning 1-0 anyway.
Okay, there we go. All right, well, that just goes. And David O'Driscoll has spoken. Fair goal. Racing tips. How many are we talking this week, David, with a $100 stake?
We've got three tips. They're all running at Rose Hill tomorrow. It should be about a good track, so you probably want to be somewhere near the speed. That's how I'm going to play it.
All righty, let's go with the first one.
All right, so we move on to race three, and it's basically a benchmark 72 for three-year-olds. There's a horse here I've followed throughout its career. It's three starts for three wins, which is always a nice thing. And, yeah, it's race three, number one, Snits on Fire. This horse goes straight to the front for the Gay Waterhouse team. It's improved every start. It's going to get the lead here at Rose Hill, which is going to be beneficial. And it had a trial the other day. It sat in behind them in the trial and showed that it's actually got another ace up its sleeve. This horse travels in behind. So it's going to be somewhere near the front, definitely where you want to be on the day. I think $3.90 is a fair price to find out. I'm not sure there's going to be much chasing here. So, yeah, I'm happy to have a good bet. We'll have $30 on race three, number one, Snits on Fire.
Race three, number one, $30 the win. Bet number two.
We move on to the next race. Race four is a benchmark 88 over 1,100 metres. And the 1,100 metres at Rose Hill, again, it's very on-pace dominated. You really want to be in the first four. And lucky for us, our selection is an out-and-out leader, the Speed Machine. And it's race four, number eight, Mr. Mosaic. Gerald Ryan and Sterling Alexio trained this horse. And yet, this horse needs to lead to win, but he will lead. And he's got the 3 kilo claimer, Reese Jones, on board. So he's got no weight on his back. He's going to lead this race easy. And again, he's absolutely bomb fresh. So he's fresh here today. He's 3 from 3 fresh. And I just think he's just going to go straight to the front and they won't see which way he went. So I think he's also a great bet. He's currently $2.90. So that's race four, number eight. We'll have $45 on it, Mr. Mosaic.
That's a first. I don't think we've ever had a $45 wager before. You just mixed in a curveball there. $45 the win, race four, number eight. And last tip, that means we have $25 to spend.
Yeah, I normally do the staking, so even if just one of the horses wins, we come out with a bit of profit. That's how I sort of do it. We go to the last race. And in this race, when I did my speed map, there was like five or six different leaders. There's just a stack of speed. So I think they might go a bit too quick here in the last race. And I'm happy to look for a swooper late. And that is number eight, Tamerlane, fresh for the Godolphin team. So James Cummings trains, Hugh Bowman rides, wide barrier. This horse finished last prep really strong, which is a nice pearl for some professional form analysts. That if you finish your season strong, you normally start your next season pretty strong. So, yeah, we're going to have our last $25 on race 10, number 8, Tamerlane, who should get last crack, and he's double figures, I think, $10.
Yeah. Oh, we love that. Juicy way to finish the day at Rose Hill tomorrow. So just recapping those tips, race 3, number 1, $30 the win. Race 4, number 8, $45 the win. Race 10, number 8, $25 to win. That's working on a $100 stake, but you can work it out whatever your stake is. You can narrow it down to $10 and work out the percentages of what you put on David's tips. Well done, David. Have a great weekend, mate. Put the suit back on, the little
pipe.
Keep watching the football.
Have a great one. Enjoy your weekend, too. Bye-bye.